Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And hey, you never know. What you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. The time that you take out on this Tuesday night to rock out with us means a lot. And I do want to say there is an awesome countdown we got going on. I know today is November 3rd, which is Election Day. I'm praying for just for blessings all over the world when it comes to that. Also, I do want to say countdown for the Lyrical Cypher. The Lyrical Cypher actually on November 12th, 2013, so 11-12-13, we started. And so actually on 11-12 and 9 more days will be our 7-year anniversary show with the Lyrical Cypher. So I love to rock out with you guys. Let's have some fun. Let's kick back, relax, and do what we do. And let's cipher our gifts. And also for anybody who wants to call in, feel free to call in to 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. And that is the Lyrical Cypher. You can call in. You can actually chop it up with me. You can actually share your gifts, whether you sing, you rap, spit poetry, hip hop, do comedy. Just want to give us some words of wisdom, or, you know, just make us laugh for the day. It's cool with me to share your gifts. Also, if you have a business, please let us know so we can actually support you. Do have some shows coming up. I would love to tell you guys about. I got a few people shows I'm gonna let you guys know about that will be coming up. Zion Promotions will be having a show. I just got a call from Bus Boys and Poets. They're gonna be having a show coming up. These are shows you can actually check into and be a part of. So just make sure you check these shows out. I have had the honor of featuring at both events with Zion Promotions. That's with Lester Howard and also with Bus Boys and Poetry. Out of Arlington, Virginia, so I'm very thankful just for them linking up with me today and letting me know about the different events they have going on. I would love to be a part of it. So please make sure you check out these events. And also, you guys know we do a Lyrical Cypher every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. And also, get ready. In the words of T.D. Jakes, or the approximate props to do, Illusions, we will be having a show before the end of this year. We'll have it in December. I will let you guys know the date, and I'll let you guys know who's going to be on the artist roster so we can get down and do what we do and show you how we roll with Illusion. All right, so with that being said, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to have a good time. So let's get it.
Baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking. We can have a party, baby, we can get it popping. You know we in the party every time the party popping. Tell the DJ, keep on rocking. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking. Tonight, like my life, superstars shine bright. Mine right, grind right, my time, I. 23's on the stand, watch your boy take flight. Me mama 23, she can twerk that thing all night. Buy the right drink, you can hit that thing all night. Put it in the air, I ain't talking about no purse. I'm talking about the mama wanna see your mama work. I got $100 if your mama wanna follow. I want it, I buy it, it ain't tricking if you got it. 1, 2, 3, I've been putting out my pocket. It's 1 in the morning and the party ain't stopping. Thanks to Drake, Moscato sales done blew up. Mr. Whistler so thought I'm gonna screw up. Rich for the grind, baby, you just a pooper. We can never board it, baby, we can get it popping. Tell the DJ, keep the party rocking.
Give me kisses. Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this your song. No, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how
this your song.
Yo, I seen her when she walked in. Catwoman tight pants. Baby, can I get a dance? Listen, we buying drinks at the bar. Matter of fact, you go hard. We can tell you a star. Every dude in here can tell that you're sweet. Yo, pop all you want, cause I don't even drink. Real talk, you can slide in my ride. Yep. Invite all your friends, just meet us outside.
Meet us outside.
We got plans that'll last all night.
Okay.
The night turned up, it's gonna blast all night.
All night.
And if you're down, baby, kick your feet up. Roll down the window, I'ma turn the heat up. Yeah, cause you drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I'm Cartier Genius, that's D-Star Baby.
D-Star Baby.
And baby, don't forget the baby.
Baby?
Baby?
Yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, because all you talk about is how this
your
song. Yo, we chillin', baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby, because all you talk about is how
this
your
song.
And birthdays was the worst day. Now we start the weekend on a Thursday. Pop rosé when we thirsty. And baby girl so fine, like Lord have mercy.
Hey. I see a D-Star, man, she looking fly. Inhale on her perfume, I'm getting hot. Whoever says that the parties that we throw is a drag ain't never been to the type of parties we have.
Yeah, light skin her accent. She been seen with that skin. Go DJ, this mic, I need a replay.
Hey. Yeah, trying to make it last forever. With a champagne soul and we lounge on leather. Where the white girls fly, but the black girls better. Cancun in the summer, asking for the winner.
Okay,
yeah.
We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'. We can have a party, baby, we can get it poppin'. You know we in the party every time the party poppin'. Tell the DJ, keep on rockin'. Tell the DJ, keep the party rockin'.
Baby, this is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how this
your song.
Yo, we chillin', baby. This is what you waited for all night long.
All night long.
I know you love it, baby. All you talk about is how
this your song.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9, my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios. So that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin. So you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over. But I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses. So I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser, I grow stronger. I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem just like you.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet. Thank you.
was once asked a question. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Silence into the room like a thief in the night. A sly smirk conjured within me. With one deep breath, I exhale. By no means do I reminisce. Why should I regurgitate memories of what you assumed we had? I cry more than I smile with you. You are the epitome of a midsummer night's dream. Skipping in unpleasant meadows, a nightmare I dare dream at my expense. You conspired to conquer and destroy my being, devour my inner strength, scold my growth with candy-covered lies in the midst of whom you disguise yourself to be. A mere representative, living in my mind and heart rent-free, with no intentions of reimbursing my heart with real love. Instead, you falsified your application for the position you were hired for. Worked the job, held a straight face for a good 6 to 9. Start coming to work late, unprepared and careless to the needs of my heart. A forewarning was given, an empty apology I received. With a bouquet of roses, a temporary smile, a few mediocre laughs, time was spent, so I thought. Only to press rewind, replay images of yesteryear, acknowledging the fact that you never loved yourself. So how could you love someone else? The life you live represents a domino effect, constant but steady falling before one's eyes, never realizing the hearts you trampled on or the damage caused. Upon wakening from the trance or spell, only to recognize I'm worth much more than you can ever give me. But I do want to thank you. Since your dismissal, mind you, removed from my heart by the grace of the Almighty, all I can do is pray for you. Do I hate you? No. I embrace the lessons taught, game played. God saw fit, amongst our demise, to say, checkmate. Farewell, my friend, to what could have been.
Of a remedy, my poetry is, and it can be, a sample of a sample of a grain of salt, seasoned in many seasons of love, places that we go beyond just our four corners. Love is a sample of what poetry can use, an instrumentation never to abuse, while I infuse liquid sensations of how my muse seep between your ear hole, giving you so much soul. I'm so bold. Anatomy, filling all your cavities. This is a shakedown. I make rounds, so get down and listen to my poetry.
My poetry spaces in your mind. My poetry, that I'm helping you find.
My poetry,
a love and it's one of a kind.
My poetry,
yeah, it's one of a kind.
A day of reckoning, a day of learning about yourself, learning words as it gravitate towards your soul and push you out as it push you back in. It's like the black hole, but realization of what's been told and what's been learned and what you feel in the deal. Sometimes the cards wasn't dealt right, but blackjack, this is how we feeling. You know how we do it. Listen to healing, a porch revealing premise of what we own in our mind. Our soul is divine. It's what's given by God. So we should use it and we should explore it and we should let it all out and let His love reign forever. This is what poetry, when
my
we
poetry
are.
Spaces in your mind, my poetry, that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
a love,
and
it's one of a kind,
my
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
my poetry,
a love, and it's one of a kind,
my
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
a love,
and it's one of a kind,
my
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry,
spaces in your mind,
my poetry,
that I'm helping you find,
a love,
and it's one of a kind,
my
yeah, it's one of a kind,
my poetry.
Keep on saying your thing, yeah. And I don't care what you do, but you can do, girl. Keep on doing your thing, yeah. And I don't care what you say, but you can say, girl. You have my head to spin, yeah. And I don't care what you kiss, but you can kiss, girl. You have this other thing that people keep on telling me that you're here to stay, yeah. Keep on telling them that you will go away. Two wrongs can't make no right. Ain't nothing wrong with a good old spy. Yeah, it's so bright. Oh, Nana, that is right.
The world like a spelling bee.
I'm mala. And now you're kicking and screaming a big toddler. Don't try to get your friends to come holla, holla. Ayo, I used to lay low. I wasn't in the clubs, I was on my J.O. Until I realized you had to pay, yo. But don't play a game when I see a bayo. This is a new day, I'm in a new place. Getting some new days, sitting on a new face. I don't know I'm the baddest bitch you ever really met. Searching for a better bitch and you ain't met it yet.
Hey yo, tell him the back for. He wanna slap for. Ain't no more booty call, he got a jack for.
Look good anytime you step out on your body well nice and clean. Walk out from your nose so your ass and your tight up in your jeans.
Thick, brown, black, brown.
Having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies, while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind, just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you, only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused. Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution.
Yo, 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 testing, testing, mic check, testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, yo, this thing gone, yo,
gotta get my levels up. Bass loud, man, somebody turn the troubles up. You say you're flowing, but the ground ain't wet enough. Sleeping on who? But you still ain't getting up. I'd rather live it than speaking loose off the top, cause it's leaking. It never stops, cause it's bleeping. I know the levels are peaking, but they can't hear what I say. Go ahead and replay, and then relay your message for another day. Man, I'm trying to multiply two negatives. Get it charged up, just to get a representative. Two wrongs don't make a right, really is. But we'll multiply two negatives, make a positive. Taking on the school still, working on a new deal. I'm loving life. Say it twice, but I need a will to put it down on a paper, write songs. Dang, I gotta say it again, a mic wasn't on.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
If ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
Yo. The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is this thing on mic check?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
They don't hear me, yo. Mic check. 1, 2.
What's up, MC?
Huh?
Master of the ceremony.
Oh.
Move the crowd. Rakim, God MC. R-A-P.
Rap.
H-I-P.
Yeah.
H-O-P.
Ha.
Ill will. Yeah, that's me.
Spell it out.
So they can see it but never believe it. Blaming on the service, not a message they never receive it. Way over there cause my voice ain't strong enough.
Ayo.
I come to you but it's cord ain't long enough.
Turn me up another notch, please. Not kinda cocky, B. The other way, please stop, G. Before I drop the mic and start fool around. Everybody wave your hands and move in the crowd. Moving the crowd, moving the crowd. Wave your hands in the air for moving the crowd.
Hey,
they ain't looking, so I know they ain't listening. This is staying on, man, I must be whispering.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Hear me,
if
y'all.
Ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
Yo. The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is this thing on mic check? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Now hear me, yo. Mic check. 1, 2.
I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on. I'm just trying to get my shine on. See, I'm just trying to get my shine on.
Let's go.
Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time. Trying to get back to this flow. Ill nation, but they don't hear me though. Trying to get back to this grind. Trying to get back every single time.
Yeah.
Trying to get back to this flow. Ill nation, but they don't hear me though.
If you don't learn one thing, please learn this.
Learn some.
Ill with the illest and I run this.
Run some.
Talking about the path that I'm going on in my 3 strikes. Rapping hard.
Yeah, I'm going strong.
Some people do it for the lights. Where you like that?
Where you like
some
that?
People knock it out the park. Bring it right back. I don't compete like that. See, I got something to say. I grab the mic and give mic check.
Man, I don't think they hear me, y'all.
Don't hear me,
if
y'all.
Ain't loud enough, please come near me, y'all.
Hear me, y'all.
Yo.
The sad thing is, you'll probably only see the message in the video. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Is this thing on mic check?
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
They don't hear me, yo. Mic check. 1, 2.
Thank you.
ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another kid for me finding my wrong hat. You singing like I can't be filled. Another notch upon your bill. I'm disappearing like the snow I'm missing. Separate, I said.
Enjoyed the first round of Lyrical Cypher. I've been over here vibing, and I'm looking forward to opening the open mic lines for anybody who wants to do a shout out. Feel free to do so. I just want to thank you guys for taking time on your Tuesday night to rock out with me on the Lyrical Cypher. And we also have some enlisted soldiers in the building. What's up? What's up? I don't know if this is Toy or Dion. What's up? What's up?
Hey, China. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing great. I'm just seeing how you were on this mysterious evening.
What, girl, what you saying?
This is a mysterious evening because when this day was approaching, a lot of people were saying, they said the police is getting ready for if they're going to be rioting. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
Exactly. It's been crazy. I've just been staying prayed up. I've been hearing about it. You know, man, it's been in a lot of different states, too, because my homegirl, she's in Richmond, and she said it's getting really crazy, too. So I'm just staying prayed up. You know, I believe that I would sing our redemption song. You know, in the midst of all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness. That would be a perfect song to, like, end out your evening with. You know, right before you go to bed, just listen to that song.
Yes. Redemption song, man. That's one of my favorites by Marley.
Mine, too.
Yes, girl. All we can do is stay prayed up because in the end, I believe God is going to handle it, you know, whichever way it goes.
Yeah, that's true.
But I've been watching it too. You know, I've been kind of glued to it. I normally don't even pay attention to it, but I have today. You know, just kind of watching it closely and looking. And I wasn't really expecting many people on the show tonight because I know so many people are probably watching the election, trying to see how everything's going to go. And I get it because, you know, our ways of life, you know, are taking a lot of different ways when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you guys holding up your way?
Well, we haven't really, you know, heard anything bad over here. I mean, I say this past weekend, we heard a few gunshots.
Really?
Yeah, and Dion said he heard a gunshot earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I said I was going to the grocery store. I said I'll go in broad daylight, but when it's dark, I'm going to be at home.
Right. Oh, yeah. Got to, man. Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. But I just called in to support.
So I appreciate it. I'm not going to be here too long because I know most people, you know, like are probably just watching the election and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I did want to rock out a little bit up here. I appreciate you calling in. Did you want to share anything tonight?
No. I just wanted to see how you were, and oh my goodness, send my condolences because this past weekend a poet passed away, Charles C.B. Banks.
Who's that, Charles C.B. Banks?
Well, he was affectionately called C.B.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was very, oh my goodness, he was very well loved. I used to always hear him when I first started off 9 years ago on the Artist Lounge. He was just the light of the party.
Carolina?
I think so. I'm not sure where he's from. Is he from North Carolina?
Was he the tall guy?
Oh, he's from Texas.
Okay, because I know another
poet
guy, too.
He was always joking. He was always, you know, had us going. He had us laughing.
His name sounds familiar. He said C.B. Banks. I'm going to see if I can find him. He said C.B. Banks. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we called him C.B.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he had passed on.
Gotcha. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, man. I mean, a lot of people have been passing, well, you know, whether it was coronavirus or something else, you know, I think we just had a poet, I forgot his name, out of Raleigh-Durham area, like, died of a heart attack, you know. This is Yeah, he's in his 40s. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name at this moment, but it'll come back to me. But I remember, yeah, it was, you know, seeing these people tell me about it.
Wow.
We gotta take care of ourselves, you know?
Yeah. You can't take people for granted. You gotta give them, you know, gotta acknowledge them while they're still here. 'Cause
right.
When they're gone, they gone.
That's true. That is so true. Mm-mm-mm. We got to stay prayed up always. Actually, I'm thinking about uploading that song, Redemption Song, to play that at the end. That's really on mine because I think it's necessary.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stay on and listen to the rest of the show.
All right. I got some new tracks up here, so I hope you enjoy them.
Okay.
All right, Liddy. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. I normally give like a nugget or something I learned today. I would say this to you guys. It's like, as I learn, I grow. You guys have heard me say it 1,000 times. As I learn and grow, I try my best to pass it on and pass it to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it, I won't be offended. But I do want to say this. With the time that we're having right now, please do your best to find peace in the midst of the chaos. Midst of the chaos, whatever the thing, there might be chaos within your soul, chaos within what's going on in this world, socialization, and just life in general. Please do your best to find peace, gratitude, you know, and love in the midst of everything going on around the world. I know I have people from all over the world listening. I do want to give a big shout out to Australia. I see you. I know you're there. I want to give a big shout out to Chile and also Nigeria. You guys rock. 242 Bahamas, thank you so much. And we have about 87% of the United States listening. God bless you, like from different cities and different states. So I appreciate the love that I receive. I can't see you, but I do appreciate you. And I do want to put out this right here. Illusions will be having a show, which is my show. A virtual show in December. I will be giving you guys the dates, but everybody who's listening via web, I can't see you up here, but I do see your stats. If you would like to be a part of the show, please for the lyricalcypher@gmail.com, or you hit me up on Facebook, PavetteRoberts.com. Let me know if you want to be on the virtual show. I want to broadcast all of your talents. Also, London, I can't forget you. Paris, I can't forget you guys. Been rocking me since 2010. I love you guys. And I love you guys to put me on the air in Paris and London. A lot of people don't even know I'm actually on the airwaves in Paris and London. I have been for a long time, since 2010. So they've been rocking me that long. So 10 years and counting, I want to broadcast you guys too. So let me know if you'd like to get on the virtual show. And I'm going to do it mid-December. I'll be shooting that date. And we'll do an awesome show. And I want to be able to broadcast you guys a part of the Lyrical Cypher. So anybody who wants to be a part, let me know. And let's get it. So with that being said, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to get it in. And let's have a good time tonight. So let's get it.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, knee along, ugly. I'm just saying. Enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this. And they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? Just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid? Just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y, I ain't got no alibi, I'm ugly.
play a guitar, the way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me, infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let this song be never ending. Play those strings. Love on the strings for me.
My people are dying in vain, getting knocked down and shot down by the Caucasian's hands because of the color of their skin, or because maybe they realize that the kings and queens lie within the darkness of the pigmentation of our skin.
It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
They say that we are innocent until proven guilty, but our skin color says that we are guilty. Without a cause, without a justification of where we're going and why we're doing what we're doing, we really don't have the right to bear arms. We don't have a right to live because of our color.
It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
I'm a black man in this land, so I stand with American Badstand, still with the Bible in my right hand, so I'm not afraid of no man. Nothing that bleed bloods like me puts fear into my heart. I believe in within my Jesus that he will keep me safe. His shield and his angels are kept around me at all time. It's a revolution, no matter what the color of my skin be.
It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
We will stand tall because we know that we are not justified within our color. We will stand tall no matter what it is. We will protect our children and our neighborhoods, our mothers that are pregnant. It seems like my people are hungry and thirst for more. The more that we are beaten and abused and neglected because of the color of our skin, the more we begin to rise up. It's a revolution.
It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution. It's a revolution.
Love electricity flowing through for me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They look like we crazy.
They look like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
Neighbors and we crazy.
So up and we crazy.
So up and we crazy.
Yeah, act like you know.
Beyond status, I was her wrist, now she got me living lavish. Death is off energy. Ooh. If I'm brainwashed, she be tatted in my memories. Rose and Hennessy, ooh, baby, she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it. There's no opponent. Other thotties now I want it. She'll pull up with a Drago. Now you got a halo, dipping on you like you queso. You vibe like a dado. Diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other, cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts. Can't tie love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpest of the sharp. I love on top of the chart. truck.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy. We go crazy.
They love like we crazy.
They love like we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
Neighbors that we crazy.
So what if we crazy?
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you have enjoyed what you've heard so far. I'm actually about to sign off with the show. I hope you guys stay tuned with the Lyrical Cypher. Also, link up with me if you want to be a part of the show. Looking for comedians, poets, rappers, singers all over the world. Link up with me and let me know you want to be a part of the show. I will let you know. So with that being said, I'm going to play this last song by Bob Marley. This is not my song. Is Bob Marley's song. It's called Redemption Song. All right. You guys keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Keep being the best version of yourself and do your best to find peace in the midst of any type of chaos. And just sprinkle some love in it. Keep loving it always. You guys be blessed.
Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom,